churches of Germany today are empty because when push came to shove in the moment of crisis, we Christians looked the other way, we backed down, we shut up, rather than do what Christ had called us to do, to make the witness and to proclaim the truth of God in the face of the lies of the enemy. And that's what's happening in America today. During the war, the children in the Bavarian city of Munich in the southern part of the country took the traditional bedtime prayer, "Dear God, please make me pious so that one day I'll go to heaven. Lieber Gott, mach mich fromm, dass ich noch zum Himmel komme." And they changed the words as they watched their parents deal with the Nazism, and they prayed, "Lieber Gott, mach mich krumm, dass ich nicht zum Dachau komme." Dear God, please keep my mouth shut so that I don't end up in the Dachau concentration camp. That's the message we send when we are silent in the face of evil. This Jesus we talk about is a fraud. He means nothing. He changes nothing because he certainly hasn't changed us. And that witness discredits our gospel and sends the message that it is not relevant to real life and the evil of sin. That's what's at stake when we are silent.